What's up, internet and audio boo people, and anybody else who might be listening to this, which is probably no one right now. So if you've gone back and you're listening to this, this is the Danny Mockles Writing Daily Diary number 10 for September 6th, 2009. Today I busted my ass. I started writing around noon and wrote for about 6 hours. And I was working on my Give Blood and Thanks project, and it hit 17,575 words today, which means it's officially a novella. Good for me. There's only one more stage past that, and that is the novel, around 60,000 words. So there's a real big part of me that wants to push through and get to that, and get the first novel out of the way, so that I can start writing the second one. Not the second Give Blood and Thanks, but another book. So I don't know. It's really exciting for me as a young new author. I'm only 25, so you know, being able to say that you wrote a book by the time you were 25 is pretty cool for me. A lot of the people in this game are much older, so. You know, I don't even know how to really take it at the moment. I mean, it's a big accomplishment, considering the fact that I only got really serious about this game in February, and decided that this was what I wanted to do, and I was going to invest myself in it. So, yay for me. If you're listening to this, mad props from you guys would be appreciated, and I'm sure that I'll get them. From, you know, my friends and all of my cool supporters. You guys have been great. That's it for today. I really want to hit 20,000 in the next couple days. And right now my story is taking us back to Vietnam to one of my main characters, Remford Brody, a.k.a. Remy. And talking about the days when he was a soldier. So, you know, I'm introducing a new character soon. Called The Pilgrim, and we're going to sort of run with this whole Thanksgiving theme because that's what we're doing. Things are getting pretty crazy. I also introduced the Chief, Henry Blackburn, today. Did a little Ustream experimentation last night where I broadcasted myself writing live, which was pretty cool. I'm trying to decide if I want to do that for NaNoWriMo or not. I'm a little afraid that if I push through and finish this novel before NaNoWriMo, that either A, I'll be burnt out, B, wouldn't have had time to plan enough for November, and November I'm pretty much decided that the story I'll be writing for that is Trank, and no one really knows anything about Trank right now, and it's going to stay that way until November, but I want to plot it out and get as far ahead as I can until it comes time to put down words for it. So I still have to develop my characters for it. I have the story, I have the world. I don't have the story, I have the world. So I don't know, I think it kind of backwards. A lot of people will develop characters and then put them in worlds, but I don't really think enough in terms of character like I should, so we're gonna see what happens. I'm trying to fix that. I mean, it's all learning experience, so the more words that you put down, the more ass to chair time that you spend, which is what every writer should be doing, you learn more and you get better. So that's all that I'm trying to do right now. I'm not trying to make any money. Everything I write goes out there for free over at DannyMockle.com. I record it and I podcast it, so go check that out over there, and you can follow the links from my profile, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Thanks.